Even before it gathered hurricane strength, Jean devastated Haiti as a tropical storm. More than 1,600 people have died there. Commentator Daniel Erickson is the director of the Caribbean programs at the Inter-American Dialogue. He says a loss of trees in Haiti contributed to mudslides there.
I will never forget the first time I flew into Haiti. When the country's coastline came into view, I was struck by the currents of brown water swirling in the otherwise green Caribbean Sea. I could see the small towns nestled between the networks of dry riverbeds and the tiny fishing villages set against the once scenic coastline. Later that evening, sitting on a balcony overlooking Port-au-Prince, I noticed small bits of black ash collecting on my clothing, the fading embers of Haiti's endangered trees. Haiti used to be a mountainous nation, covered with forests. Now all that is left are the mountains. In the colonial era, about three-quarters of the country was covered by trees. Today, that number is less than 1% and shrinking fast. The UN estimates that Haiti loses 36 million tons of topsoil each year as rains and floods wash the nutrient-rich dirt into the Caribbean Sea. For the Haitian people, trees have helped to soften that country's bitter poverty. Wood-based charcoal has allowed families to cook, even without electricity. Harvesting wood has been a source of income in a country with 80% unemployment. But the healing power of Haiti's forests has been exhausted. The country has been slowly transformed into a Caribbean desert. This year alone, more than 4,000 Haitians have died in mudslides and flash floods, including those of Hurricane Jean that ravaged the town of Gonaïves last week. Today, in the ruins of eroded farmland in the flooded city streets, there are still no jobs, still no electricity. And while Haiti's proud and humble people struggle in their search for answers, the forests of their country continue to vanish.
Commentator Daniel Erickson is the director of the Caribbean programs at the Inter-American Dialogue.